And welcome to a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Monday, the 3rd of February. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Philip Ball. Simon King is going to bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. And then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, it's this.
Farming today.
The countryside comes to Westminster.
Go beyond the headlines.
There are many family farms that are worried for their future.
The wealthiest landowners can afford to contribute more.
Different perspectives on the issues that affect us all.
It's a win-win. Great for the environment. Got to be a good thing.
From the latest technology...
It's got something of the robot wars about it.
...to personal stories.
The thing that healed my whole life is regenerative agriculture. It regenerates everything, including your mind.
Farming today. It's not just for farmers. Weekday mornings at 5:45 on Radio 4 and anytime on BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 3rd of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sierra, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Madden, Hebrides, Baillie, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 600 miles west of Scotland, 963, expected 200 miles north of Iceland, 942, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra. Southerly 4 to 6. Drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty 4th. South or southwest 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 at first and gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6 later, occasional rain at first, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Sol and far north of Fitzroy, veering westerly 4 to 6 later in west, fair then rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, except in East Lundy. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shannon. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northwest, then decreasing 5 for a time. Rain, moderate or poor. Rockall, Madden, Hebrides. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in northwest Rockall, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor. Baillie. South, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, then scaldy wintry showers, poor. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in west, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in northwest. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 except in East Faroes, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, then scaldy wintry showers, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tari Automatic, south by west 6, recent precipitation 7 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 6, slight rain, 1 mile, 1005, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 5, 9 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 2, 1021, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by South 4, 5 miles, 1024. Jersey. Southeast 3, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 1025, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. South Southwest 4, 5 miles, 1024. Scilly Automatic. Southwest 3, 12 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia. South by West 4, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. South by West 5, 9 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Madden Head. South by West 5, 11 miles, 1010, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A southerly or southwesterly airflow will prevail during the next couple of days, with rain and strong to gale force winds affecting the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northwest. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick and Tweed. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first and gale 8 later, fair then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Drizzle for a time, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later near the Isle of Scilly. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later near Pembrokeshire. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, except in southeast. Rain later in north, good, becoming moderate or poor later in north. Isle of Man. South or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. Southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5 later in north. Mainly fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in south, then veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain then showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally good in east. Shetland Isles, southerly 6 to get 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west and north. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 3rd of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. President Trump says he'll definitely impose tariffs on the EU and doesn't rule out targeting the UK. In business, global markets have tumbled after the imposition of American tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China and growing fears of a trade war. And in sport, Mikel Arteta hails his Arsenal side after they demolish Manchester City. President Trump has said that he will impose tariffs on EU imports into the US. Brussels has previously said it will respond strongly to any action taken by the White House. Mr. Trump said he might hit the UK with tariffs, but added that Keir Starmer had been very nice and he would have to see how things worked out. He claimed the EU wasn't allowing enough American goods to be sold in the US.
They don't take our cars, they don't take our farm products, they take almost nothing. And we take everything from them, millions of cars, tremendous amounts of food and farm products. So the UK is way out of line, but I'm sure that one, I think that one can be worked out. But the European Union is an atrocity.
Sir Keir Starmer is due to hold defence and security talks with EU leaders in Brussels today. It'll be the first time since Brexit that a Prime Minister has attended a European Council meeting. Downing Street says it represents Sir Keir's commitment to strengthening the UK's partnership with the EU. He'll also meet the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte. The war in Ukraine will be at the top of the agenda. Parents and teachers are being asked by Ofsted for their views on the new approach to school inspection reports in England. The changes have been made after the scrapping of one or two word judgments last September amid a backlash over the suicide of a primary school head teacher. The head of Ofsted, Sir Martin Oliver, says the new reports will rate five different aspects of school life, including leadership, children's behaviour, attendance and what they learn.
We've listened hard and we've developed a model now which is far more nuanced. It has the complexity, but I think the way we present it, I'm hoping parents will see that it's simple to understand and the standards that we'll be aiming for are higher than ever before.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Washington will take action unless Panama makes immediate changes to the way it manages the Panama Canal. Visiting Panama, where he met President José Raúl Mulino, Mr. Rubio said it must reduce the influence of China over the canal. Tradespeople from across the UK are urging the government to impose harsher sentences on thieves who steal tools. The campaign group Trades United